What about the upper part of your body? That's your chest, breast to chest. And these right here are your
shoulders.
And that right there is my foot. What about this part right here?
That's your chin bone right there in front now.
You ever run into anything with it?
Yeah. Like I told you, it's about frying them roots hit you on them.
Kind of sting, doesn't
it? Yeah, it hurts.
What about this part right here? You know, some people say that they're squatting down on their
hunker down at your thighs there, of course.
Uh-huh. Ever heard people call them the haunches?
The what?
Haunches.
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody's been sick for a while, but he's up and around now, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit
peaky.
Ever heard anybody say he looks a little puny?
Yeah, that's you quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a man who is able to lift real heavy weights? You say he's real
strong, stout.
Or what about somebody, you know, who just has a smile on his face all the time? You say he's
pleasant looking.
Mm-hmm.
Looks happy, pleasant.
Or, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they seem to reach an age where they just fall all over things, bump into things.
Oh yeah, get awkward state, clumsy.
Can you remember going through that?
No, I was always I was always pretty quick on my feet all the time I was growing up. I was just quick as I could be. I could run just about anybody.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have any trouble with that?
Huh?
Didn't have any trouble with that?
I don't remember if I did.
Mm-hmm.
I know my brother is in pretty awkward stage.
What about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
Oh, if it's habitual criminal or something like that, if it's criminal offenses, he's just a habitual criminal. I mean, he just formed that kind of habit.
You ever heard somebody call another person, say he's just old plain fool and doesn't know what he's doing?
Yeah, much time there. No fool like an old fool. And
is that a pretty strong thing to say about somebody?
Yeah, sure is.
They like to cut loose, don't they?
Yeah, at one point.
Well, what about, you know, a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it?
Dingy. Tight.
Ever heard him call it tightwad?
Yeah.
Well, if you use the word common about a person, say so-and-so is just as common as he can be.
Common as old shoe.
What would you mean by that? What would you mean by that?
Didn't he get, regular fella, common fella, common to speak to me, good fella.
I tell you, if you knew a person who was about 95 years old, but say he could still do his own work and got around pretty well, you might say, well, old so-and-so is getting up there, but he's still mighty
spry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had that. I've seen old man out here lived to be 101 years old, and he's still doing pretty good.
Is that right?
He was.
Well, say if maybe somebody's children were out later at night than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy. Yeah, they worry about them being out late.
Yeah. I tell you, for